This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the Delhi-Dehradun Economic Corridor from Dehradun this afternoon, along with the country's first variable speed pumped storage plant of 1,000 megawatt capacity in Tehri. He is holding a roadshow in Saharanpur in Uttar Pradesh en route to Dehradun. The Prime Minister will also address a public meeting in Dehradun. The corridor will strengthen regional economic growth by enhancing connectivity between major tourism and economic centres and creating new opportunities for trade and development across the region. About 213-kilometre-long corridor has been developed at a cost of over 12,000 crore rupees. It passes through Delhi, Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand, and will reduce travel time between Delhi and Dehradun from more than 6 hours at present to about 2.5 hours. The corridor has been specially designed to significantly reduce human-wildlife conflict and includes an approximately 12-kilometer-long elevated wildlife corridor, one of the longest in Asia. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said, when women become active participants in policy-making and decision-making, the journey towards a Vikasit Bharat by 2047 is strengthened. In a letter to India's Nari Shakti, Mr. Modi said in the next 2 days, on the 16th of April, Parliament will reconvene to discuss an important constitutional amendment relating to the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam. He expressed hope that the legislation will be passed in the House. He added that women from all over the nation are expressing their joy on getting a stronger opportunity to contribute towards building a Vikasit Bharat. The Prime Minister said the country's democracy will become stronger and more vibrant if the 2029 Lok Sabha elections and various assembly elections are held with women's reservation fully in place. The nation is paying homage to the chief architect of the Indian Constitution, Dr. B.R. Ambedkar, on his 136th birth anniversary today. Several functions have been organized throughout the country to mark the occasion. President Draupadi Murmu paid floral tributes at the portrait of Baba Saheb Dr. B.R. Ambedkar at Lok Bhavan Gandhinagar in Gujarat. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, Leader of Opposition in Rajya Sabha Mallikarjun Kharge, Union Ministers and Members of Parliament also paid tributes to Dr. B.R. Ambedkar at Prerna Sthal in Parliament premises on the occasion of Ambedkar Jayanti. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended wishes to citizens in India and abroad on the auspicious occasion of Baisakhi, Vishu, Vishuv, Bohag Bihu, Poila Boishakh, Meshadi, Vaishakhadi and Puttandu. The President noted that through these festivals, citizens express their gratitude towards Mother Earth and Annadata farmers. President Murmu wished that these festivals bring happiness and prosperity in the lives of all and inspire countrymen to make notable contributions towards the development of the nation and society. The Prime Minister today called on Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan at Uparashtrapati Bhavan and conveyed greetings on the occasion of Puthandu, the Tamil New Year and Baisakhi. In a social media post, Mr. Radhakrishnan said they discussed how Tamil Puthandu showcases the wisdom of the ancestors and brings together tradition, family, spirituality and a disciplined way of life. Campaigning has reached a feverish pitch for assembly elections in West Bengal. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah will participate in various campaigns today. He is set to hold a roadshow in North Dinajpur's Kaliaganj and address public meetings in Gangarampur, South Dinajpur district, followed by rallies in Manikchak and Ghazol in Malda to bolster support for BJP candidates. Trinamool Congress chairperson Mamata Banerjee is scheduled to lead several election campaign programs across the state today. She will address public meetings at Pingla and Sabang in support of party candidates. This will be followed by a rally in Tamluk and another in Jagatvallapur. In IPL cricket, Chennai Super Kings will take on Kolkata Knight Riders in Chennai this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. Yesterday, Sunrisers Hyderabad defeated Rajasthan Royals by 57 runs in Hyderabad. Put into bat first, Sunrisers Hyderabad posted 216 for the loss of 6 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. In reply, Rajasthan Royals were bowled out for 159 in 19 overs. And with that, we end this news bulletin.